Welcome to The Good, The Bad, and The Batch. I'm Julia.
And I'm Becca.
We're best friends and lifelong Star Wars fans, and this is a Star Wars narrative analysis podcast.
Yes, it is. This episode, we're talking about Leia Grievous, baby.
Hell yeah.
And it is part of our Clone Wars miniseries that we've been doing lately.
If you couldn't figure it out, it is part of the Clone Wars series.
Got a little bit of the giggles today.
Yeah. I feel like Leia of Grievous is an interesting one because it's kind of off the beaten path. I was not expecting us to review this, but I'm kind of interested that we are, so.
We made the list.
I know, but like, I wasn't, when we were going through the list, I was like not expecting us to do Leia of Grievous.
I guess I made the list.
I was present while the list was being made, I was okaying stuff.
I think this was an interesting episode.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's, that's why I wanted to say it's like kind of off the beaten path, where it's like, it's still like a, it's actually a really interesting episode. I just don't think anyone talks about
No one talks about it because, here's why. Because it doesn't have our like main guys in it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have Obi-Wan, it doesn't have Anakin, it doesn't have Ahsoka. It's got fan favorite Kit Fisto and his Padawan, which again we never see again because he fucking dies. So yeah, like I understand why people don't talk about it, but it's weird because it gives us like the most like the deepest look into like General Grievous as a person and like as a character and like in into some of his maybe motivations or something. That we ever see in this show, at least. I honestly couldn't tell you without looking at the Wikipedia, like, where else we find information about General Grievous, because he's literally only in the third movie, the third episode, and then he dies.
It's so wild to me that, like, we don't really talk about this episode because it's, like, just not, I don't know, I feel like it's kind of like a sleeper agent in all of this. Like, it just, it is surprisingly interesting, and it is insane that we never get any other Grievous backstory the whole fucking time. He is in so many episodes of Clone Wars, so many episodes, and it just never, like, it never crops up again. Anyway, I will briefly run through.
Yes,
we have a way that we grade these episodes. We've made a fun and funky little silly rubric to keep it light and easy but have a good time. So we have five categories. We rate them on a scale of five. We then take the average. That is the rating for the episode. So our five categories are: number one, fun. Did you have fun? Did you enjoy the episode? Pretty easy, self-explanatory one. Number two, creativity. How novel of an episode was it? Did, like with the established plot and characters, like, did it introduce anything new? Like, you know, I feel like we throw around the word novel a lot, but I just kind of like, it is a really apt descriptor of what we're trying to get at, which is like unique in
some way. This show has like a really unique space within the Star Wars universe to, at least when it was coming out, to expound on like really niche little corners of the Star Wars universe, which is why I think that's like a granted, like a good category to have,
you know? Absolutely. Our third one is Star Wars. How Star Warsy is it? Which is a super fun category for a show that is Star Wars. But it's fun, you know? Like, does it add to the universe? Does it create anything new in the universe? In our last episode, which we covered Rookies, that was something that like was essentially the first domino to fall in what effectively became like a huge,
huge, huge portion of the Star Wars
universe. Yeah, of clones being main characters, essentially. Yeah. Number four is art. That's kind of my department. Anything cool that they did with the art? Any cool visuals? Anything new? Anything interesting? And then number five is our bonus points, which we call "He's a 10, but," which at this point is just kind of like,
it's an old meme, but come on, guys.
It's not even that old. It's maybe 2 years old.
I think for the rest of the internet, sans Tumblr, that's old.
That's fair. I will
Tumblr
say
Tumblr will hold on to memes like it's dying grasp.
Death grips. Yeah. Memes don't die on Tumblr. Yeah, they live a second life. Yeah. but I think so bonus points is our fun kind of like sleeper agent, rogue agent category where we can just assign points to whatever we enjoyed in the episode.
Yeah.
Those are our five categories. All right. Why don't we jump into number one, which is fun. Did you have fun?
I think this was a very fun episode, and I have a feeling I'm going to say that about a lot of these episodes.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's a pretty fun-leaning show.
Maybe someday we'll review some of the less enthused episodes.
Either the bad episodes or the ones that are, like, emotionally hard to deal with. I don't think I had fun watching
any of the
world
droid
burn
episodes.
Or any of the.
Sorry if you like those. They're just not our cup of tea.
I would love to meet a person who likes the droid-centric episodes of Clone Wars because they're rough.
I think I was watching an interview with like George Lucas and Dave Filoni, and someone asked if he had any favorites of the Clone Wars episodes, and he was like, any of the droid episodes. And I'm like, How did you create something that I love so much and like we disagree on almost every single thing?
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. I think in particular, and this is absolutely going off the point, but the 5-part droid arc
four or five parts
with the only important thing being in like the last episode, which is where you meet Gregor before he gets blued up again, but like he doesn't die again. Dude cannot die. He is invincible.
He's got some traumatic brain injuries.
He has traumatic brain injuries.
And it shows.
For sure. And it's very apparent. But he's great. But yeah, no, I think other than, you know, some exceptions, most of the time we're having a great time watching Star Wars.
So yes, I did think this was fun.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's such a fun, close look at a character that, again, other than this, we don't get any other close looks at. Like
the only place I am pretty sure it is in some books or comics.
Yeah.
But extended universe. I mean, like, I don't even know if a lot of that's canon anymore, which
exactly.
is interesting.
Yeah.
But what's crazy about that is that, like, so his, like, actual backstory is that he was part of, like, a warrior race. He was, like, an honor guard, was in a shuttle crash, almost died, got rebuilt into a
robot
cyborg man,
yeah,
and then somehow got recruited by
became Dooku. Evil
because he just sucks. Like I guess he was like, everyone all my people are dead, so I guess I'll just be a shitty
person. I thought
person.
It had something to do with like the Jedi, and that's why he kind of has a personal vendetta against
sure
them.
Probably
and that's why he collects all their like lightsabers and stuff, or like has his goal to kill them.
I'll have to look that up, but I think it's got to be something like that. But it is wild that he is in so many fucking episodes of Clone Wars and never again. This is the first season. This is what, the 8th episode?
Yeah.
Never again does anyone attempt to create a backstory for this man.
No.
Which is kind of a bummer because I think he's honestly kind of a fun character.
Yeah, he is.
Like, I've always kind of liked him because I like cyborgs and robots and stuff like that.
He's a fun concept for a character. He is fun. I think he like plays on Anakin and Obi-Wan very well. He's a good like secondary villain. I mean, we can't always be fighting that old man Dooku, so
yeah. Well, because he's got to go take naps and eat dinner at 3
yeah
PM,
he's got to go take naps and eat oatmeal at 4 p.m yeah,
so he's busy. He's got he's a full busy. sketch. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's kind of funny to me. Like, I don't necessarily think Grievous needed, like, some deep emotional backstory. Like, I don't necessarily think that we need to, like, emotionally resonate with him. Like,
no.
But it is funny that, like, what they kind of relegated him to after this was, like, he's just kind of, like, a haha funny guy. Like, until kind of Tales of the Empire is when I feel like they kind of were like, oh, he's scary, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's actually kind of quite brutal. But I feel like for most of his run in Clone Wars, he's just kind of like that weird secondary or tertiary villain.
Yeah.
That's just kind of doing whatever.
Yeah. Is he in Tales of the Empire?
Yeah. At the very, very beginning when Morgan's part, he comes and kills all of the Night Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only point in time after Clone Wars that we see him. Like, we've never seen him again.
I just absolutely forgot that.
It's funny because you called that out in our Tales of the Empire episode that you liked that. But that's
it
fair.
Was here for a good time, not a long time. But yeah, I would say fun,
solid
fun. Fun app. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Like a three.
Three, I think three I would good. Agree with. I feel like I agree with the three. I think I will say about this episode, there's some cool stuff that goes on in it. I feel like sometimes it's kind of like at the end of the day, you're running around in hallways.
Yeah.
So like, I wish maybe we had more of a change of pace. Maybe this is why it's kind of mid, but good.
A little more than mid. Half a point more than mid.
Creativity.
I think this was pretty creative.
Yeah.
And I'll let you talk about the art a little more later on, but like, for an episode that is basically just them running around in hallways, I think that like the way that it looks is really different and adds intrigue, because it's like it's just weird bunker dedicated to like Grievous's military achievements basically, and like him as who he was and maybe who he's like trying to be again essentially. I think there was like a lot of fun aspects with like like when he comes back, he like is like, where's my dog? It's like a big monster dog, and he's like, where are you? You know, before he gets ambushed by the Jedi. But like, and then I just think it's really, I love the like little doctor character that like takes care of him and like his closet of body parts. Like, it's I think this is a very creative, like someone really did sit down and just like, what would his like lair? I just like, I'm kind of astounded by the amount of thought that was put into it. Not that like it's out of character for Clone Wars or anything,
no.
But like, it's really cohesive and good. Like, I don't think they really spared any, you know, expense or like thought expense, I suppose I should say, thinking about this.
Yeah, no, I think it's very like it also, and again, I'll talk about this, I guess, in the art category. I like that it has like a visual distinction to other things in the show. And like, I feel like it feels very Grievous. It feels very like dank and like, I don't know. I don't not dank in the slang word, in the dark and in the slimy sort of like, and wet sort of category, gross category, like a sewer. But like, yeah, I don't know. I think it was like I think it was like overall a pretty creative concept to be like, I want to see like where Grievous hangs out, essentially. Like, this is effectively his house.
Yeah.
But it sucks also. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it like very much matches his sort of like whole steez that he's got going on. Right. And like, also, I think it's fairly creative to have the main characters of this episode be effectively completely unknown characters. Mm-hmm. We hadn't had Kit Fisto in an episode, and then obviously this Padawan was a new character who immediately dies. Not immediately dies, he lasts the whole episode. He's not Ima Gundy, who does immediately die. We'll get to that. I don't even remember what episode that is. It's another Grievous one.
It is.
But I don't know, like, I kind of enjoyed that we get, like, I really like Kit Fisto in Clone Wars. Like, I think he's just like kind of a fun weird character.
He is a fun weird character. I love that he always looks a little bit like kind of pleased or like nonplussed with everything that's happening in front of him. He's just got that face where he's like,
I mean, like, he smiles a lot. Like, he's kind of, I love that there's like a good times Jedi, you know? Like, yeah, I love that he's so chill.
He's like, it's like the spectrum is like on of Obi-Wan to like Quinlan Vos, who is just like, you know, doing weed almost constantly.
Pretty much.
He's square in the middle. Yeah. Kit Fisto is.
I feel like he's just so, like, you can never be mad at Kit Fisto because he's like always having
like
a good time.
So pleasant.
And and even in this episode when he's like, hey, Padawan, like, maybe you gotta chill. You're being a lot right now. He's never, like, mean about it. Like, I feel like we have a lot more tense interactions between, like, Anakin and Obi-Wan stuff like that. I love that Kit Fisto is just like, he's here for a good time.
Like, he feels like he belongs on a beach.
He does. Him and Quinlan. Quinlan super feels
Quinlan
like he belongs.
Lives on a beach.
I was gonna say.
Kit Fisto, like, chills at the beach.
Quinlan feels like a guy from Santa Cruz.
Not that there's anything wrong with living on the beach.
No. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I enjoyed how, I guess like the novelness of introducing characters like this to me in my brain, I was kind of justifying it. Like, there's the show Justice League and then there's the show Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah.
And how Justice League Unlimited.
This
is
a very
like,
Justice League Unlimited.
Exactly.
Episode.
Where it's like, we're kind of like expounding on what we had already done. Cause the show Justice League was just the main
guys.
Yeah. It was just like Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, and like, you know, the other main six Justice Leaguers.
John Jones,
the Flash, Hawk Girl. I think
there's Green Lantern in there too.
Yeah. Yeah. One of them. Hal Jordan. Yeah, the original. Well, not the original Green Lantern. It doesn't matter.
That's for a different one.
Do you like that? I can't just be like the original Green Lantern and then move on because there's like, there's specificities. Anyway.
Yeah, there are.
But this is very much like a Justice League Unlimited episode to me, which honestly means that I like really enjoyed it.
I think it's very creative to, and it's like, it's very good a novel to branch out and not have your main characters in everything.
Yeah, I think. Like, it just, and they do it well. Like, I think they make those episodes intriguing, which I enjoy. I mean, not every like episode like this is the best, but I do think this one is actually like pretty interesting. And it's cool that they like allowed a different character this really unique moment of like finding out about Grievous in a more personal way, rather than like, you would think that would be something important enough for our main characters to discover, but it's like for someone else. I don't know. I like how they expand the universe by being like, there are more guys. We have more guys.
Yeah. I'm going to call this a solid like 4.5. Yeah. I think this is a...
Fairly creative.
Very creative.
Hey, how Star Wars do you feel like this is?
I think this is pretty fucking Star Wars.
Pretty fucking Star Wars, man. Oh, we should get that on a shirt or a hat. Pretty fucking Star Wars.
Pretty fucking Star Wars. I think you really bring it home with like the dynamic between Kit Fisto and his Padawan where like you're clear... Like okay, Grievous is like literally all about... revenge against the Jedi and like, you know, he's very angry, he's very like dark side without being an actual Force user about it.
Yeah.
And so like I like that this energy was matched by Kit Fisto's Padawan, who seemingly began this episode with really wanting to impress his master. It's understood that like he, because of the war, Kit Fisto wasn't able to like oversee the end of his training, but like he became, you know, a knight, and you know, he's here now, and he really wants to please Kit Fisto and be like, yes, you're very good at your job. Yeah. But like, obviously it ends up getting like the better of him, and he is just kind of driven by the need for revenge, instead of like being a Jedi about it.
Yeah. No, I think it kind of like had, I mean, one of our sort of points in the sort of Star Wars category is like, did it add anything to the universe? I mean, we kind of talked about already how it very much like adds a needed backstory, I think, to Grievous, which I think is cool. Like, I think it has that very Star Wars dynamic of master and teacher. Like, it's got the whole, you know, I got a bad feeling about this, which
absolutely.
Is, you know, this is the it's second episode. It's got a
funky creature.
It's got a funky creature. I don't know. I mean, it's got clones. One of them dies.
It's got a sassy droid. This is pretty really quintessential Star Wars to me.
It, despite the fact that it is a pretty atypical episode, it is pretty quintessentially Star Wars in the sort of component parts, which I think is pretty fun. Yeah. It's fun that in this show, or like in Clone Wars, like you can very easily see that Star Wars is component parts.
Yeah.
And then you can take those, rearrange those, flip them on their head. It's still Star Wars, but it's something different. And I think that is...
But it's new and fresh.
But it's new and fresh. And I think that is something that this episode does well.
Yeah.
Thoughts and feelings on a score?
I think like a 4.5.
Maybe good with maybe a 4.
Okay.
All right. Art.
I'll let you take the lead on this.
So one of my favorite things about this episode, and mostly the thing I wanted to talk about in this episode, is there's these really cool pieces of set dressing, essentially, I'd say, in sort of Grievous's lair. First of all, aesthetically, like I was mentioning before, it's something really visually different than a lot of the things that we see. It doesn't look inherently separatist or Republic or anything like that. It doesn't even look, you know, really like any of the other aesthetics we end up seeing in this show. Like, it's got this really, like... It's mechanical, it's dark, it's dank, but it's got these like organic, I mean, but, and here's the thing, we talk about this and then we discover that the meeting of something metal and hard and something organic, like these shapes and these lights that they have in the hallway, is very much like a reflection of Grievous himself, right? Yeah. Who's both organic and metal. Which makes a lot of sense, obviously. This is like what art teams go through to find a style, right? That works. And like, I think it's so cool the way that they're able to obviously do like environmental storytelling. Like, literally my favorite part of this episode is when they're opening the doors and they see all of these statues, and you see Grievous as he was, right? An honorable warrior. He very much looks like an honor guard or something like that. He has like a scimitar and stuff. And then you get to see like these golden metal parts added to these different statues, as though like, you know, time passing and him becoming what he is now, which like is so obvious to the viewer. And I think it's so funny that the characters are like, oh, that's so weird.
Some, what is this?
Some great warrior, I guess. Yeah. Anyway. And then they're like, oh my God, Grievous. And it's like, yeah, it's him, obviously.
I love that that whole walk down that hallway ends with like you opening them, opening the door. And it's just like all component parts of like his metal body.
Yeah.
It's so like, it's for like just like a weird one-off episode. It's so crazy.
It's insanely creative.
It is.
And like, again, like I think aesthetically, like even though this is an episode that almost wholly takes place in hallways, like it is really like the way that they have designed those is really interesting and really almost beautiful in a way. Mm-hmm. Like the way that the fucking light fixtures are.
Yeah. And like, they're very Art Nouveau inspired. It seems like.
Yeah. It's like got such an aesthetic to it. That
which
is
I guess
so...
is just to say like it has a lot of organic rounder shapes.
Yeah. It's like very circly, but again, like it's like these long, very like upright
well,
hallways.
It's quite elegant too, like yeah. You have these light fixtures every like what, couple feet or something.
Yeah, every
like,
doorway, right?
It's wild.
It's kind of crazy. And again, like we never see anything like this again.
It's almost like, yeah, I mean, it's his home, but it's almost like this inner sanctum that like feels wrong to be walking in and fighting in. And
yeah, it's got such an interesting, I don't know, like again, I think like also, like the colors are kind of whack in this episode sometimes, because always like when they're fighting outside, there's points
like a weird gray
where it's just dim. Yeah. Like it looks like your TV brightness has gone down. Yeah. And I thought it was, but it's just like the fog, maybe. I don't know. There's like, you know, some typical early Clone Wars shit going on. But like the intention of all of these design choices makes a lot of sense. And it's really cool when you like dig into it. And I really like how they were able to, like, I don't know, really like flesh out that part of the story with the sort of set dressing.
Mm-hmm.
I would give Art a pretty good score. Do you have thoughts and feelings? I'll give it a 4. I just like to let you know that this is absolutely going to be our highest rated episode yet, which
I
is
think
hilarious.
It's a good episode.
I think it's a good episode too. Again, like I just, it is the the road less traveled, I suppose. It's not a typical episode to review, but apparently it's good, man.
I mean, I will let you know I'm gonna rate the next episode pretty high.
Oh, that's right,
because it is my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, you got personal favorites,
but
the numbers don't lie.
The numbers do not lie.
Really interesting.
Yeah, I think 4 is good.
Yeah. Okay, so bonus points category.
I don't know. It's a good episode.
It's hard because I think my bonus points are like, I love those statues, those Grievous statues. Like, I want to, yeah. I wish I could, if anyone has the 3D model files of those.
That'd be so,
like,
cool.
I would want to 3D print those so bad, yeah, because they're cool as fuck. Like, they're so dope. Like, every time, I forget about this episode often, but every time I rewatch it, I'm like, fuck, that's cool. Fuck, those are modeled really well. Like, holy shit.
They are. They almost do look like something special that you would, like, buy from, like, a video game
and we
franchise
get, like,
or something.
A glamour shot of one of them, which, like, kudos to the
they're really
the artist
well
who
rendered.
Made this, because, like, getting a little glamour shot is always nice. But it's like we really get a moment to be like, damn, these are
that's
nice.
Good. Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. I also love a Grievous episode.
Grievous is so fun. I'm going to give bonus points for Dooku being, like, a little drama starter
oh
here.
Oh, my God. We didn't talk about that. We absolutely should, because it's so fucking funny.
I love that he's the one who fucking, like, lets them in here and is, like, trying.
What he tried to do, essentially, is, like, he was trying to make a reason why he could fire Grievous or just get him killed, which, yeah, I think is kind of hilarious.
It is kind of funny.
And I like that at some point in the episode where they're like, we don't know if this is a trap for us or for Grievous. And I'm like, great news. He's most dangerous gaming all of you, and
yes,
is just sort of put, you know, like rats in a maze.
Yeah,
like, have
yeah
fun figuring this out.
Absolutely.
He's so petty. It's hilarious.
I'm also going to give bonus points for Grievous consistently calling Kit Fisto just Fisto, which I will remind anyone who plays Fallout New Vegas is the name of the sex robot.
Yeah, that you can recruit.
For obvious reasons. It's just like every time he says that, I'm just like, oh, I don't
like that.
Did anyone? I mean, you know, like, this is for kids, yes, but also...
It's funny to me because, like, Kit Fisto has been a character in... He was in the prequel movies, mm-hmm, as a background character, which means that he definitely showed up in those, like, DK Publishing big books that's, like, about Jedi and stuff. You remember those.
Yeah.
Like, so he's definitely been a named character for a long time.
What I think is funny is, like, the amount of times this has happened with Star Wars characters that have been named, or, like, Star Wars things in general.
I was gonna say
I will
it's
bring
things.
Your attention to Jizz.
Jizz, Jizz music. I love that our podcast is explicit and we can say that a lot.
But, like, I love that this happens, like, it tends to happen quite frequently. I don't know who's responsible for it. I don't know if it's good old George Lucas who maybe just has a very pure mind and doesn't go there, but, like, or maybe does, maybe it's the opposite. I don't know. But, like, it's kind of weird that it happened twice, but...
I feel like
maybe more times.
Is it a chicken and the egg situation? Like,
I don't know
who came first. Is maybe someone out there just, like, specifically picking things from Star Wars and making them into, like, innuendo?
I think it would be the opposite.
It would be so funny if it wasn't.
Someone is like, I'm gonna name this new sex act after a Star Wars thing,
but not tell anyone it's a Star
no
Wars thing.
Yeah. Anyway, bonus points for me.
Bonus
for
points
just,
to
like,
the name
just yelling Fisto.
Fisto.
Which is very funny to me.
That's fair. All right, bonus points. What do you feel?
I don't know, maybe like a 3 or 3.5.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 3.
Let's not get too ambitious with this one.
Yeah. I feel like we're really getting jazzed up on this one.
Yeah.
I don't want to fly too close to the sun. Okay, that means it's math time.
Math time.
Give me a moment. All right, so it's a 3.7.
Wow.
I don't know how the math keeps coming out so weird.
Last one, 3.6. This one, 3.7. Which, again, as we've established, is almost a 4.
It is almost. This is slightly more than halfway almost to 4, whatever the fuck I said in the last episode. What I don't
understand. You're not content with almost a 4.
I don't know. I guess it's just not specific enough for me.
No, it's not.
You can better average round this one up to a 4, I will say.
It's closer to a 4.
Yeah, that is correct.
But by 0.1.
Yes, which apparently is
to
important.
To me, almost a 4.
To me, the 0.1 is apparently important. Again, I will say, I don't know how Malevolence was a 3.9. I don't understand it. I don't know what we did. I would say I enjoyed this episode again more than Malevolence. I don't hate Malevolence. I think it's important. But, like, I just, it's a long 3 episodes.
We'll have to see what our I think the next one we have is a two episode arc. So we'll see if multiple episodes influence our rating system.
That's fair.
I mean, it's a silly little rubric, so it's whatever.
It's whatever. It just still astonishes me.
You guys rate it.
I just
see what you get.
Yeah, let's do our little math puzzle with us. Yeah. And try to figure out what's going
this
on.
This is a podcast about math now. God.
We would be so bad.
Oh my God.
Again, I've established, I don't think I can do long division anymore.
How do you even have a podcast about math?
Unless it's like learning.
Does anyone have a good math podcast recommendations? I won't listen to them because I hate math.
What could that even be? Like, unless it's help someone with math.
Hi, welcome to my podcast, Help with Math. It's not per. I'm just send me your math questions. Don't send me your math questions. Please, God. Fuck. Don't.
Send us your non-math questions.
Yeah.
Send us your Star Wars questions.
Send us your Star Wars questions that have nothing to do with math.
You could send us questions about different IPs, but for the love of God, do not send us math questions.
We'll cry.
We're barely hanging on.
Yeah.
With a phone calculator. All right, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening.
We'll be publishing part one of our review for Andor.
Woo!
On September 9th. So tune in for that. No more minisodes for some time.
Yep.
You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and also on Instagram and Tumblr at The Batch Pod. And while you're here, if you could leave a review if you like the show and let us know what other shows we should cover.
So if you like story
and you like Star Wars,
then tune in for the next episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Batch.
Bye!